there are reverse mortgage calculators, but then there are reverse mortgage point of sale solutions. Lenderful Solutions helps you get more loans, retain more customers, and even make online applications a reality. To learn more, visit LenderfulSolutions.com. Here are the major and likely changes coming to HECM application forms. What you need to know. Time is running out for California reverse mortgage borrowers who need assistance with their property charges. And HUD announces bidding for vacant HECM property notes. Just how does HUD dispose of vacant properties? These are your top reverse mortgage news stories for the week of April 8th. You're listening to HECM World Weekly, the nation's only weekly podcast bringing you reverse mortgage news for the mortgage professional. We are likely to see some major changes when it comes to the application and disclosure forms used for the FHA-backed home equity conversion mortgage. HUD is seeking public feedback for the planned changes to the loan origination documents used for HECM loans. Now, the particulars of that policy are in the Federal Register, and we have provided a link on this podcast episode, which you can find on HECMworld.com. The first notable change is a revised anti-churning disclosure. A new table will include the mortgagee's or lender's best estimate of the total cost of refinancing a HECM and the estimated increase to the principal limit. In addition, the mortgagee must certify that the figures are as accurate as possible, and the borrower must acknowledge the notice with their signature. Also, the anti-churning statement does include a warning of criminal liability for anyone who files a false claim or makes a false statement. But perhaps most interesting and notable is the planned move away from a form that HECM professionals are well familiar with, the 1009 or Fannie Mae residential loan application for reverse mortgages. HUD is seeking to discontinue the 1009 and move to the traditional or forward loan application known as the 1003 Uniform Residential Loan Application. The agency also seeks to collect additional data in a yet-to-be-published form, the 92900C. The loan-level data would supplement the data that is collected on the 1003 Standard Residential Loan app. If these policy proposals remain unchanged and once enacted, then HECM applications would be comprised of the following: Fannie Mae Form 1003, HUD Form 92900C, and Fannie Mae Form 1103 Supplemental Consumer Information Form, which, by the way, has been adopted by the mortgage industry and is being added to the information collection. The deadline to submit comments on the Federal Register is April 25th. Yes, just a few short weeks away. Earlier, HECM World reported that older California homeowners impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic and who needed financial assistance to pay overdue property taxes or homeowners insurance premiums, they could seek help from the California Mortgage Relief Program. However, that window of opportunity is closing quickly for a program that began in December 2021. In a press release dated March 27th, the agency said it is entering the final phase of funding with a limited amount of federal funds remaining. The program has equitably distributed over $800 million and more than 33,000 grants to families that are facing pandemic-related financial hardships to avoid foreclosure and remain in their homes. Approximately $177 million remains from the original $1 billion allocation from the American Rescue Plan funds that were sent to the state of California. Launched at the height of the pandemic in December 2021, the California Mortgage Relief Program was tasked by the state with dispersing their allocation from the American Rescue Plan Act's Homeowners Assistance Fund, known as HAF, and it was the largest allocation that any state received in the nation. Over the past 2 years, the program has focused on helping those with the most urgent needs and then adapting to assist even more vulnerable California homeowners. With the average award nearing $25,000, thousands of California homeowners have been provided with peace of mind and remaining in their home. One recipient of the grant wrote California Mortgage Relief saying, "I want to express my deep gratitude for your recent financial support to our family. During these unprecedented times, you were the only helping hand that tried, trusted, and helped us." Reverse mortgage professionals listening today that have any borrowers in the state of California who you may suspect are struggling to pay their property charges, you're going to want to reach out to them and tell them to apply today before those funds run out. Many reverse mortgage professionals are unfamiliar with just how HUD handles properties with a HECM loan after the last borrower or the non-borrowing spouse has passed away. I found an interesting announcement from HUD's Office of Asset Sales this week. The website states the office coordinates the sale of single-family, healthcare, and multifamily mortgage notes. Now, these sales actually help offset the loss claims that are made against the MMIF or Mutual Mortgage Insurance Fund. HVLS 2024-2 will be up for bid on May 7th, says the announcement, and comprises approximately 1,265 notes with loan balances of close to $346 million. The sale consists of due and payable residential loans secured by first lien HECMs, where borrowers and non-borrowing spouses are now deceased, said the announcement from HUD's Office of Asset Sales. Nonprofits, government agencies, and for-profit businesses are all eligible to bid on the sale, and HUD will also consider offers from joint ventures and other partnerships between various enterprises. HUD vacant loan sales, which were first introduced in 2016, emerged as a means to help increase supply through the disposition of assets, and of course, it helps them recoup any potential losses from the HECM program. As much as 50% of an offering is sometimes prioritized for nonprofit and government entities in hopes of providing housing, including home ownership opportunities for residents that make under 120% of the area median income. So there you have it, a brief glimpse in how HECM properties are disposed of and how the agency can recoup some of the money they may otherwise have to pay from the Mutual Mortgage Insurance Fund. Perhaps in the near future, we'll find a professional who is familiar with this disposition process so we can better understand just how HUD handles these properties once the last borrower has passed. That concludes another episode of HECM World Weekly, the nation's only weekly podcast, bringing you reverse mortgage news for mortgage professionals. We also have a video companion to this podcast, which you can find at HECMworld.com or on YouTube. As always, thank you for joining us, and be sure to return next week for more reverse mortgage news on the go.